And good morning. It is 16 now, 17 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, tenor saxophonist Bob Reynolds. He's here for Sitka Jazz Fest. Welcome to the Morning Edition, Bob.
Thanks very much for having me, Melissa.
Well, when did you come in?
Officially, like 12:30 a.m. this morning.
All right. So you're ready. You're set to go.
Yeah.
You're caffeinated.
Mildly caffeinated.
So let's talk about you. Tell us about what you do.
Well, I'm a saxophonist. I'm a composer. I live in Los Angeles. I used to live in New York before that. I graduated from Berklee College of Music, and I play jazz, my own bands. I play with a lot of different artists. I play with a band called Snarky Puppy. I spent about 6 years touring with guitarist John Mayer, and I do all sorts of teaching and writing and just a big hodgepodge of musical activities.
And you have a couple of albums coming out this year, right?
I do. I have two new albums coming out this year. One called Guitar Band, which is sort of a special new band that started for me about a year plus ago. So that'll be out later this month. And a quartet album called Hindsight coming out in March. So a bunch of stuff coming out this year, actually.
Well, the New York Times recently profiled your innovative virtual teaching studio, which is really appropriate because a great focus of Jazz Fest is on education.
Yeah, that's true. It's something I started 7 years ago now, 6-7 years ago. It started for me basically when I moved from New York to Los Angeles. I had people reaching out to me for, hey, I'm going to be in New York. Can I get a lesson? You know, somebody would write me from Italy or something like that. And I said, I'm not there anymore. And that went on for a while until somebody said, can we do it over Skype? And I said, sure, we could try. And I tried that a few times. And then at one point realized, well, one of the people that I gave a lesson to that way, he's like, you know, you should just put this on video. And that was sort of the beginning of it. And now I have hundreds of students, hundreds of lessons and courses. And it's like an ongoing, it's basically like I built my own school that I run the curriculum, I run the whole thing. And it's sort of a big, small community. But it's branched out into other things. I now have a retreat that I am about to do for the third year called the Inside Outside Saxophone Retreat. So it's kind of blossomed into a whole bunch of different things.
How has it compelled you to think differently about music education?
Oh, so differently. I mean, first of all, I somewhat stumbled into it. I wasn't planning on doing it. So I love teaching, but I never thought I would do it. Like I didn't plan on doing that. So what happened was it forced me to really, really analyze the things that I've kind of like the best practices and the nuggets that I've come up with over years and years of playing, and like how do I help somebody else, you know, by condensing the things that I've learned and through this medium. Just it's like it's asynchronous, right? It's like asynchronous learning. So we could have a lesson with somebody. This is what happened when I was doing it one-on-one or whatever. That time goes by, and oftentimes things go over the student's head. And when I say student, I mean, it could be 16 or they could be 66. It doesn't really matter. But the way that this works, you know, they send me stuff, I send them stuff. It's sort of, you can do things on your own time. There's a back and forth. There's a lot of material to reference. So when somebody maybe sends me something and says, hey, Bob, I'm struggling with this, and they maybe send me a clip, I can say, oh, yeah, you sure are. I can give them feedback, tips, and I can also say, check out these four lessons I already have. And wherever they are in the world, they can.
And yeah, they can go back and re-reference lessons they've had with you to remind them, oh, right, yeah, there's that tip. That's what I should be working on.
Yeah, exactly.
So it sounds like it's...
And I'm able to do it no matter where, you know, wherever I am in the world, right, traveling. So
it's very convenient. And also sounds like it's added something to teaching that maybe you hadn't anticipated before. Because we often think of online teaching, we think of its challenges. So maybe this is a benefit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm so hands-on. It's not like a thing I made and then it just kind of sits there and runs by itself. It's 100%. I'm full tilt involved in it. So I the surprise to me is how much I enjoy it. I didn't quite know that but I love it. I love doing like master classes or in-person teaching type stuff. It's really rewarding for me to kind of like, one of the favorite things that's happened to me is being doing something kind of like this, but it was in Florida. It was at a high school festival and giving one of these classes, and afterwards having both young kids and some parents like come up. Like this one mother said, I used to play the flute and I always wanted to try to play jazz, but I never understood it. And what you just said made so much sense. I'm going to go home and get my flute out again. And that was really exciting. You know, it's like, yeah, it doesn't need to be that mysterious.
What kind of teaching are you going to be doing here in Sitka Jazz Fest?
You know, I never quite know until I see the, you know, I don't know. I think that after this, I'm going to be heading to a school, maybe the high school. So I think it's a mix of things on Saturday. On Saturday, I'm doing, at least as far as I know, one master class and a clinic on just sort of fundamentals of practicing your instrument and improvisation to sort of help you become a more confident improviser. That's sort of the viewpoint I'm coming from. Just simple things that are not super complicated, but if you do them and you kind of do them right, like a lot of stuff opens up for you.
Well, I had some jazz students in here yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And they are very excited to hang out with you.
Oh, really?
They are. It's one of the highlights.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. And, you know, for these kids, as you're probably aware, getting an opportunity to spend time with successful musicians out there in the world can be really inspirational and get them thinking about, oh, maybe I have more possibilities in my life than I had considered.
Totally. That's, I mean, when I was, I don't know, 13, whenever I started, early teenage years, looking back on it now, especially the mentors I had that were not just teachers, but peers or people who were like a few years older than me were really, really inspiring and motivating. I think actually it was seeing somebody who was about 2 or 3 years older than myself that turned the corner for me from like, oh, I play the saxophone and it's fun to, oh, I'm going to do this. And it was something about seeing somebody who, he wasn't a dead guy on an album. It wasn't like somebody who was 40 years older than me. He was like 2 or 3 years older than me. And he was, I was just blown away by his playing. I was like, you mean I could do that in a couple of years? That was very exciting.
You could actually visualize
yourself. Yeah, it made it sort of tangible. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's one aspect of why the kids are looking forward to learning from you, because you're younger and maybe they can visualize themselves.
Yeah, I think I can still hold on to that.
Yeah,
term,
I think
younger,
you
just a little
you
bit
can
longer.
Still apply that to yourself, definitely. Well, tell us a bit about what you're going to be playing while you're here.
Also, somewhat mysterious. I'm deciding that right now. I'm going to be I'm the good fortune of being backed up by the Thelonious Monk Ensemble. So I just met those guys on the plane yesterday, and now I'm mulling over what songs we're going to do, which I'll have to decide by this afternoon. But it'll be a mix of music of mine.
That's exciting, and very improvisational.
Yeah, exactly.
How appropriate.
Yeah, that's how I roll.
Well, great. Where can folks find you?
Best place is bobreynoldsmusic.com. It's a pretty good central hub for everything. I'm on Spotify and iTunes and all those places as well. And also at YouTube, I have a relatively new, you might call it a vlog. I think you'll be on it today.
Oh, yeah, there. I see. That's why you brought that.
I'm up to episode 100, 197 or so. So you can find me there as well.
That's great. And people can also go to SitkaJazzFestival.com for information about the schedule,
yeah,
a little more background on you, and get excited about hanging out with you.
Yeah, totally.
Great. Well, welcome to Sitka.
Thanks very much. I'm glad to be here.
And thanks for coming down.
All right.
We've been speaking with Bob Reynolds, tenor saxophonist here for Sitka Jazz Fest.